This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Peter Scoop Stanton, riding solo today. And, of course, just as I'm trying to get the old Commodore 64 up and running, she decides to give me a hard time. So I'm doing this by the phone for the first segment. So hopefully we can get this our computer problems fixed so we can continue to move, give a great radio show for you. But as usual, our first order of business, remember those law enforcement members that were murdered in the line of duty. We want to remember Montgomery County, Maryland, police officer Kyle Olinger, end of watch, April 18th, 2019. With Officer Olinger, he was involved in a shooting where he was pulled the car over. On August 13th, 2003, he was shot. He was able to, he made it up to this point. His killer has been found and was sentenced to life. But we want to remember everybody from the Montgomery County Police Department. But good news is that Vice President Joe Biden is running for office. Yep, you heard it right. Old Crazy Uncle Joe is running for office. And I couldn't be more happier for the simple fact that it just gives us more and more material for our show. And also, I'm sure every other conservative talker, blogger, what have you, has the same feeling. A little bit about Crazy Uncle Joe. Joe Biden, a.k.a. Lunch Bucket Joe, pretends to be a blue-collar guy. He was originally from Allentown, Pennsylvania. He went to law school. He moved to Delaware. He ran for United States Senate, and then he was elected to the United States Senate, and then he ran for president since 1988 or thereabouts, and then became vice president. So, not much of a blue collar background. He was from Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is just a very, very blue-collar town, but since he figured he couldn't make up his political bones in Allentown, he decided to move to Delaware. But anyways, I'm just giddy as can be because Joe Biden's running for office. Comb over Joe, as you well know, has a history of gaffes. He called LaGuardia Airport one of the third-world airport, which he's absolutely correct. He said to go to Dunkin' Donuts, you need to have an accent, an Indian accent, because everybody that works at Dunkin' Donuts has Indian accents, and you cannot understand what these people are saying at Dunkin' Donuts, which, for the most part, he's also correct. So then, on top of that, we all know about his touchy-feely shenanigans that's on camera, on video, and all over the internet, which, for whatever reason, he had an impromptu press conference where he was just said, well, it's politics is very cold and calculated, so he's no longer going to be touchy-feely Joe. And, you know, again, we talked about this in the past. He has his, in pictures, you know, in official photographs, he's got his hands all over people where they should not be. Little girls, he's like almost sniffing his hair, just being a creep. The little girls are uncomfortable. There's a video clip of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He had to stop Joe Biden from being creepy and and take the picture. So, that's just in public. Now in private, it's also a different. It gets even worse. he's been known to swim naked in front of a Secret Service detail, which also includes females. Yeah, that's right. Old sensitive Uncle Joe is likes to allegedly swim naked in front of the Secret Service detail. And then when he is doing this, over the two-way radios, the Secret Service agents have to start using the word Cobra, letting everybody know that, hey, Biden's naked, so if you need to be by the pool, be forewarned. And I'm sure the female agents are just absolutely disgusted. The vice president's residence under Biden no longer held Christmas parties because of incidents where he was just an absolute pig towards the female guests, including the wives and girlfriends of Secret Service agents. There's an incident where a Secret Service agent was reprimanded because Lunch Bucket Joe was getting too fresh with a wife or a girlfriend. And the Secret Service agent was so angry that he was about to throw her some punches. So anyways, to protect all females, the Secret Service and the vice president's residents decided no longer to have holiday parties, but that didn't make your local news. On Thursday, Joe Biden called up Anita Hill to apologize. I don't know why he needed to apologize to Anita Hill for, because Clarence Thomas was the one that was the victim of what he called a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks. I mean, Anita Hill made an allegation. Clarence Thomas refuted those allegations. It was more of another he said, she said. And this was at the beginning of the Me Too movement, thanks to one Anita Hill. So Biden, he was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee that oversaw the nomination of Clarence Thomas, and of course he did not like Thomas at all because of Thomas's background and his conservative leaning. So Biden did everything to thwart Justice Thomas from becoming a member of the bench. So again. And of course, Anita Hill did not accept his apology because it's 30 years too late. Actually, it's 28 years too late. So anyways, and on top of that, in terms of legislation, Biden wasn't nothing to speak of, nothing that, going to draw any attention. But as vice president, he was not, of course, he's the number two man or the gopher. But he was at the seat of the table when America suffered its worst racial strife in 60 years. He was at the table when officers Lou and Ramos were murdered in New York City. Stars of Black Lives Matter movement. And we'll be right back, hopefully, with a better reception on 7.5 Radio. I'm going to try and reboot this old Commodore 64. We'll be right back.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. I'm still trying to fix the computer issues I'm having. I'll probably have to go out and buy another computer. But anyways, we're talking about Joe Biden running for president of the United States. We went over Joe's lackluster Senate record. His tendency to get very fresh with females, both young, old, middle-aged, and everybody in between. But let's talk about some of the things that happened while he was sitting at the table of the Obama administration. First of all, like I said before, he was there when the Dr. Henry Louis Gates called the Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Department stupid because they're investigating a burglary at Dr. Gates' house, and he had that horrible beer summit. So that was the start of the great divide between the races. Also, officers Lula Ramos, when they were murdered in their cars in Brooklyn, New York, over what happened with Eric Garner in Staten Island, New York. Obama sent Biden to the funeral because of the just the outcry. Also, Biden was present at Ferguson when Officer Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown in self-defense, and it was a good shoot, and Ferguson burned twice. Also, Biden was vice president in the Obama administration when Baltimore burned down because of the Freddie Gray situation. Again, Freddie Gray was a dope dealer, and the cops did nothing wrong. Also, Biden was at the table in the Obama White House when five officers from the Dallas area were shot and killed on live television. Also, Biden was at the White House or was in Washington in the seat of power when the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Lynch. And Biden was also at work when Benghazi went down, and we've heard no comments about any of those things. So anyways, Biden started his campaign on what looked like what happened at Charlottesville. He mentioned Charlottesville all the time. His little 2-minute spot, which looked terrible. And I got another phone call from these post listeners. Folks, just to let you all know that if you go on my YouTube page, I waste these people's time because it's nothing but a scam artist. But anyways, Biden was he was saying that Donald Trump praised the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists and the white nationalists. That was a big lie. But he waited all this time to run for president because of what happened in Charlottesville. Well, again, the reason why Charlottesville happened was because Obama, the Great Divider, did everything in his power to make white people second and third class citizens. And Dummy Biden, his campaign people, even put a small clip of the people with the tiki torches walking in Charlottesville the day before all hell broke loose, and they were just yelling, "You will not replace us." And you know what? My opinion, there's nothing wrong with that, because white people are just sick and tired of having this third world immigration coming in, having to push one for English and hearing two for Spanish, and they just don't want to take it anymore. So, but his campaign already started out on a lie. And on top of that, the media fawned over him, as expected. And Biden, his first major fundraiser was at the home of a lobbyist for Comcast. Comcast is a cable conglomerate, which also owns Universal Pictures and also owns NBC and MSNBC. So don't look for too much scrutiny from the NBC networks on Vice President Biden. But it's going to be, again, a hell of a campaign, and we can't wait. Hopefully, November of 2020, yours truly will be back at GOP headquarters in downtown Washington, D.C., trying to get a scoop as Donald Trump gets reelected. Anyways, let's move right along. I don't know if any of y'all heard this, but over in Oregon, a county has agreed to pay $100,000 to a black employee who sued the county because she said she was being harassed after asking a Blue Lives Matter flag not be displayed in her office. The name of the lady, Carmea Guillen Plitger, said that the Multnomah, God almighty, these names, a county flag, a correction, a lawsuit against a county in Oregon said that the Blue Lives Matter flag demeans the Black Lives Matter movement, and she was harassed by others in her office after she complained and other black co-workers complained about the flag. And Ms. Guillen, decided to put up pictures of black people murdered by the police. Now, Ms. Guillen, she works for the sheriff's office as a corrections technician. Correction technician is nothing more than a glorified paper pusher. So she works for law enforcement, or she's in works for a law enforcement agency. She should know the things that happen to law enforcement, especially the jail. But again, she's a typical paper pusher for the county jail. And one thing I noticed in my law enforcement career, that these people are just the absolute worst. These are the same people, they work for the county law enforcement, they're paper pushers because they can't go through the academy, or they don't want to go through the academy. So they're the paper pushers, more of the toilet paper and blankets, to make sure that every single one of these legal rights of these people are adhered to the letter. And also, any complaint that these criminals have against the jailers, either the deputies or the correction officers, are taken to the highest level possible. But these are the same people that get caught doing stupid things. They're bringing contraband in the facility. They're getting involved romantically. They're doing, they're down for the cause and doing everything they can to upset the good order and discipline of that facility. If you remember in upstate New York, a lady worked, I think she was a teacher in one of the shops. She got involved and helped two inmates escape from the Dannemora Correctional Facility. But that's what we're dealing with. So somebody puts up a Blue Lives Matter flag to remember the fallen, to support law enforcement. She's in law enforcement job, more or less, and she got mad. She's down for the cause, so she wants to put a pictures of people shot and killed by the police to make a stink. And of course, these people get mad, saying, "Well, why are you doing this? We're supporting our brother deputies and law enforcement officers, and you're just putting up pictures of thugs." But she won $100,000 courtesy of you as the taxpayers in Oregon, and thankfully she left the job, but she's $100,000 richer. She'll probably find another job with Black Lives Matter, one of these top-hating organizations like Cop Watch or Cop Lock or whatever. But that's what we're dealing with. You got people on the inside of these facilities, inside the police departments, parole departments, probation departments, inside the courts that are looking to screw over law enforcement, and you good innocent people just going about your business. So that's enough of that. I hope she gets locked up and goes through the system. And we're coming on our second break. I'll probably have to do this via telephone because my piece of junk computer. But next, we're going to talk about Sri Lanka and Ben and Jerry's. This is 705 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at a rally in North Texas last night defending his call to allow incarcerated felons to vote.
Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope.
5 people dead after violent storms rolled through Texas and Louisiana, now heading into the nation's mid-Atlantic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
With at least 20 Democratic White House hopefuls now declared, the president's taking jabs at them and the size of that Democratic field, saying of who he thinks may dominate it.
Well, I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe Sanders or maybe Biden. I think that, you know, when you look at Joe, I've known Joe over the years. He's not the brightest light bulb in the group, I don't think.
He was speaking there on Hannity on Fox News. The president again insisting also that he never told former White House counsel Don McGahn to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. Speaking at the White House today, the president said he had every right to fire Mueller, but chose not to do so. And he again argued that Mueller found no collusion and no obstruction in the Russia investigation. The First Lady celebrating her 49th birthday with her husband and the first couple of Japan today. President Trump and the First Lady welcoming Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his wife later this afternoon. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yep, I'm still listening, James, and I'm still talking on this telephone because I need to get a new computer. My apologies once again for the computer technical difficulties, but somebody didn't pay the files bill. Moving right along. Now, we all remember the tragic shootings of the Houses of Worship in Pittsburgh and Christchurch, New Zealand. They were horrific. Victims need to be remembered. But then the calculated bombings of Christians and tourists and other innocents on the most holy day of the Christian calendar, Easter, were all but ignored by the mainstream media. You know, the old adage is, if it bleeds, it leads. And we heard 300 people were killed Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka going to church. Some of them were Americans, including a five-year-old boy from the Washington, D.C. area, attended Sidwell Friends School. But since the media decided to ignore the victims of the Christians in Sri Lanka, I guess it's that's more acceptable and tolerated than the killing of Jews and Muslims when they're going to worship. But the events in Sri Lanka were overshadowed on social media when so-called conservatives went after Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who talked about Sri Lanka and called the victims of Sri Lanka, quote-unquote, Easter worshipers. This is just a non-issue because, you know, you want to call them Easter worshipers, you want to call them Christians or something, but first and foremost, they were victims. But this is, again, part of the left-right paradigm that totally ignores the subject or the issue. The issue is Muslims killed Christians on Easter. I'll say it again. Muslims killed Christians on Easter to seek revenge for the killing of Muslims at a mosque in New Zealand. But since, again, it was Muslims that committed the crime, they have to downplay it. So now we have to hear about Easter worshipers versus Christians. Unfortunately, I got into the mix. I said, well, us Easter worshipers prefer to be called Christians. But that was it. Because, again, it's the old left-right paradigm. We're going to make a whole bunch of noise over nothing. But the real problem is we got Muslims killing Christians. We got Christians killing Jews. We got Christians killing Muslims. We got Muslims killing Jews. I mean, when's it going to stop, folks? Just go about your business. But again, just go about your business. Just pray in peace. But unfortunately, some people in the radical Islamic community don't see it that way. Their job is to either take over by adding bodies or dropping bodies. So to talk about that. But anyways, but connect the dots, folks. 2 weeks ago, we had the horrific fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. The organist for Notre Dame, who was actually playing at Notre Dame the day of the fire, he's actually performed in D.C. at the big cathedral here to raise money for the church. But you got Notre Dame burning down, and then you have this, you have the events in Sri Lanka where Christians going about their business. They're not part of a holy war. They get blown up for what happened by some other nut job in a continent away. But that's where we're at, folks. But again, just follow, just connect the dots. Stay focused. Don't worry. Don't get into the social media issue about what, you know, somebody said, somebody allegedly said, so on and so forth. That's how you get distracted. And meanwhile, you spend hours getting mad about what somebody might have said, and the real issue just passes you by. So that's enough about that. Now, let's move on over to Vermont. Good old Ben and Jerry stepped in again. For April 20th, which is it's almost like a holiday for potheads. April 20th is supposed to be 420, which signifies time to go smoke marijuana. What happened was 30, 40 years ago, some kids in the San Francisco area were going to meet at somewhere near a high school at 4:20 in the afternoon, go smoke marijuana. So that's how we got 4:20. But anyways, Ben and Jerry, two good old liberals from Vermont, decided to put something on the website and on Twitter mentioning that more black people get locked up for pot than whites. I don't know why they had to put that out, because people want to go enjoy their marijuana. That's their business, not mine, not yours. You know, I'll talk about my feelings on, you know, outlawing narcotics at a later date. Actually, here it is. You know what? You wanted to get rid of the drug problem. You know, regulate like everything else. Regulate narcotics like a business, and pretty soon we'll have nobody in business, because the government likes to regulate everything. But anyways, Ben and Jerry's had to put make it racial, of course, because you know, liberals have to make everything racial. They mentioned that more black people get locked up for pot than whites. Well, that's probably because more black people smoke pot in the street than white people. I mean, when white people go smoke pot, they do it at a party, do it in privacy somewhere where they don't draw attention. Whereas, I can honestly say, especially here in the District of Columbia, the smell of reefer is just everywhere. And I've seen time and time and time and time again, people just smoking pot in the open. They just don't care. Now, pot in D.C. is somewhat decriminalized, where you can possess it, but you can't sell it. I mean, leave it to Washington, D.C. screw up the pot business. But when I lived in New York, again, I've seen people just out in the open, just smoking, black people out in the open smoking weed. I remember I was walking Fifth Avenue on during the week, and some big black lady was smoking weed with a joint in her hand. All these other black kids sitting around in a park smoking weed. And I told New York's finest, I said, hey, you got kids down the street smoking weed? And New York's finest stepped in. But anyways, so Ben and Jerry didn't like the fact that more black people than white people get locked up for weed. I mean, they want more white people locked up just as much or what? But anyways, I did a little research and found out something about Ben and Jerry's stores. They do have stores where, like Baskin-Robbins or Häagen-Dazs, you can go in and purchase some ice cream. And they like to put their stores in very touristy areas, which is frequented by tourists, and very white area. If you just, all you have to do is Google Ben and Jerry's locations, you'll see that there's no Ben and Jerry's in Baltimore. There's no Ben & Jerry's in Detroit, no Ben & Jerry's in Ferguson, no Ben & Jerry's in Jackson, Mississippi, and they do have a Ben & Jerry's in St. Louis, Missouri, but that's at the baseball stadium for events at the stadium. So if you live in the St. Louis area, you want Ben & Jerry's, well, you're stuck like Chuck. So just like Starbucks, they, you know, they talk about a good game, but you know, they do not want black people visiting the stores. And they refuse to put stores in the black neighborhood. So good on you, Ben and Jerry. I mean, this is, you know, typical liberal hypocrisy. I mean, Ben and Jerry, they live in Vermont, full of white people, very, very few black people. And they want to make a statement about black versus right, the criminal justice system. And then you look, it's like, okay, well, they must really support the black people by giving them jobs and selling ice cream in the stores in located black neighborhood. Nope. Because guess what? Money talks, and you know what walks. So anyways, I won't be, again, I broke down a couple weeks ago. I bought some Ben & Jerry's ice cream because I was hungry and it looked good. But, you know, no, again, no more Ben & Jerry's. They talked about issue with black and white crime. It was a year or two ago, same thing. Just, they don't know what the hell to talk about. Just sell your ice cream or whatever. Anyways, moving right along. In the Washington, D.C. area, Fairfax County, which is one of the richest county in America, thanks to government jobs, government contracts, and tax money from the other 49 states, the county has two members of the board of supervisors proposed spending $200,000 to set up a legal defense fund. Now, you heard me. Fairfax County Board of Supervisors proposed spending $200,000 for a legal defense fund for illegal aliens, so facing deportation. I'm not making this up, folks, and I'm flabbergasted because people like me can't afford them. Fairfax County. And we'll be right back coming on the last segment of the show. This is Tuesday Not Talk for 705 Radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Walter had to take a pass. He worked late last night because, that's what he does. He works late. But anyways, back to Fairfax County, Virginia, in Northern Virginia. I call it the Southern District of Columbia. I don't consider it part of the Commonwealth. Anyways, two councilmen for the Board of Supervisors, two supervisors for the Board of Supervisors proposed spending $200,000 in tax money to start a legal defense fund for illegal aliens. I'm not making this up. This is not a joke. This is not a spoof. This is not from something from the Onion. I was just absolutely flabbergasted because, I mean, it costs a fortune to live in Fairfax County. And here's how Fairfax County works. They have cops and firemen and deputies and school teacher, whatever, just like any other government body. But they don't pay enough money to those people to live in the county. So they really don't care if these cops and firemen and teachers live in Fairfax County or not, because guess what? Somebody who makes a lot more money that does not work for the county will live in the county. But anyways, but we do have illegal aliens in pockets of Fairfax County. So anyways, in the goodness of the heart, these two idiots decided to start a legal defense fund. Now, it hasn't gone out for a vote yet. It's just a proposition. And obviously, these two supervisors do not live in Herndon. Herndon, Virginia, which is on the northwest side of the county, they live in they have a problem with illegal aliens, especially from El Salvador, especially members of MS-13. Down the road from Herndon is Dulles Airport, and they have one flight a day coming in from San Salvador that customs officers called the MS-13 Express, because all these guys coming off this plane from San Salvador is part of MS-13. And I asked one of these customs officers years ago, I said, well, why don't you just turn around and send them back? He's like, we can't. Unless they get convicted of a felony, we cannot deny them entrance if they have the proper paperwork, but which tells us that these guys have numerous misdemeanors, and that says, well, they probably got charged with a felony but got convicted of misdemeanors, and they probably have felonies that they have not been caught for. So way to go, Fairfax County. And what's funny about Fairfax County, obviously they got no cops, firemen, teachers live there. They have no nurses, no truck drivers, no contractors, no working class people. We all live in Prince William County. Prince William County is headed by Corey Stewart, who ran for office three times and lost. But he's one of the few openly public Trump supporters. So anyways, good on Prince William County. Also, Fairfax County has a car tax, which means those who own cars have to pay a personal property tax, just like your house, once a year. Virginia does have that asinine law. Outside of Northern Virginia, you don't have to pay it because the state reimburses the municipalities for the cost of that car tax. They call it Car Tax Relief Act. But in Fairfax, Prince William, Loudoun counties, that city's Alexandria, Arlington County, you had to pay a fortune. And here's a little dirty old secret. It costs a car owner in Fairfax County $36 a year to keep your car registered in Fairfax County. It doesn't go to the Commonwealth of Virginia. It goes to the county. So a car owner in Fairfax County gets the car bill, and $36 goes for registration. And meanwhile, the county has a heck of a time because so many out-of-town tags are in Fairfax County because people don't want to pay the car tax rightfully so. So they use their last address, they use their parents' address or whatever. And so, of course, Fairfax County wants you to rent your neighbor out for has out-of-state tags. But that's, that's Fairfax County for you. Also in Fairfax County, Sheriff Stacy Kincaid has notified Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, that the Sheriff's Office will no longer hold inmates past release dates unless ICE comes down with a court order to detain the inmates. Now, these legal aliens who aren't finally get caught for something they did finally, the previous sheriff would turn them over, hold them until ICE picks them up because they have no legal right to be here. Well, Sheriff Kincaid, who is a politician, not his law enforcement officer, has decided to let these people go unless ICE comes down with court order to hold these people. Anyways, Sheriff Kincaid said that we intend to comply with all federal obligations as they pertain to ICE. The current contract is not necessary for us to do so. As this is evidenced by the fact that the vast majority of localities in the Commonwealth have no contractual agreement, we find it expedient to no longer have an agreement that requires us to extend our resources beyond these obligations. We remain committed in our mission and mandate. Well, Sheriff, your mission is to keep the people of Fairfax County safe. So you're just going to let these people who should not be here in the first place, who are trespassers, more or less, we're just going to let them go. We'll let the MS-13 gangbangers let them go. Let the people drive drunk. People just shouldn't be here. But again, you know, this is Fairfax County, Virginia. Northern Virginia is turned into just like New York and Illinois. You got one large populace, like, say, Cook County in Chicago or the New York City area. They dictate what the rest of the what the rest of the state does, and that's unfortunately happening here in Virginia. I mean, we got embarrassing Governor Ralph Northam; he's still in office. Lieutenant Governor who's been accused of sexual assault twice. Attorney General also praised in blackface. I mean, these are people leaving the county, but are leading the state. But since they're good Democrats, that's okay. I mean, I can just imagine what Joe Biden did back in the day, because he is pushing 80 years old. But anyways, and finally, the other day I met a good liberal. She was in a bad part of town. I think she's buying narcotics. We got struck up a conversation. She found out I was a little bit to the right, and she wasn't. And we're talking about the presidential candidates. This before Mr. Biden said, and I said, well, the whole bunch of Democrats, a bunch of clowns, just look at Kamala Harris. She said, well, what about Kamala Harris? Well, she was, did sexual favors to the top. Well, so did Donald Trump. I said, well, that's public, number one. Donald Trump was a private citizen. Ms. Harris was involved with Willie Brown, who was a state politician at the time, and got her start with Willie Brown. So then said liberal said, well, America can't see a woman of color in power. I was like, well, the last two mayors of Baltimore City were black females. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton represents the district. She's a black female. Mary Bowser, she's also a black female. So then she says, well, hope your people lose. and stormed off. But that's liberalism for you. But speaking of the mayor of Baltimore, Ms. Kristen Q, with the most Howard weave on her head, the most ridiculous looking thing ever, she decided that she was going to leave town. Now, Ms. Pugh, a good Democrat, wrote these books for the University of Maryland Medical School in return for $500,000, amongst other things. And then as the heat was coming down, the scandal broke, she decided that she was going to catch a bad case of pneumonia. Well, this week, the IRS and FBI raided her homes. I said homes. The mayor of Baltimore have two homes within Baltimore City, and they raided City Hall. It looked like something right out of The Wire. So, and Ms. Pugh decided to split town for all these scandals. So the acting mayor of Baltimore decided to send some of her aides on a paid vacation pending further outcome. But Ms. Pugh's attorney said that, she is suffering from pneumonia. She can't do anything. She's so sick, she can't really resign. That's Baltimore being Baltimore and Democrat politicians being Democrat politicians. But, you know, God forbid Ms. Pugh was a Republican and they would have had her tarred and feathered at City Hall. But that's why I say, I tell people, The Wire is probably one of the best television show ever made, because it is just so real. Remember the first mayor of Baltimore on The Wire? He was corrupt as can be. So, anyways, well, folks, we're coming to our close finally. My apologies again to our technical issues. I have to look into that. Hope Walter gets the much needed sleep, because again, we're working class people. I mean, I have my regular job. Walter's at his regular job. We do radio. I do Uber, which is absolutely a trip. Unfortunately, since the the hockey team lost, the Capitals lost, then I can make a whole bunch of money in the next couple months. But anyways, folks, once again, this is the end of the show. Thank God. You're reminding me. You can make a difference. Go out and make a difference. Good luck, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.